the people that have us.
I'll think about it, try to figure out. I'll try to remember.
Not to talk about highway 59.
Hey, did Sandra ever get one of those books from the prison?
I don't believe it's coming yet. I'll check on it. All right, good morning. It is 9:00 a.m., the 31st day of July, 2025. This is a meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was published with County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, and on the 25th day of July, 2025, at 2:55 p.m. Today present is myself, County Judge Leland Clark, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jerry R. Lee. First thing I'm going to start with is a prayer and the pledges. Commissioner Lee, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be here to try to take care of the county's business, Lord. Help us, give us knowledge and wisdom to make the choices that we need to for the county and the people, Lord. Just thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for our country. Thank you for the great state, and forgive us for all our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. All right, the first item on the agenda is our budget workshop. Mr. District Attorney, if you would like to start us off, I know you've got court next door.
Thank you, Judge. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to discuss more of a funding issue. By way of background, 2023, SB 22 went into effect. You applied for the sheriff and you applied for the DA's office. Money was awarded. Angie split it into four because I have two victim assistance coordinators, and she split to give some money to the victim assistance coordinators. She gave some to Bill Gleason to supplement his ADA salary, and she created DJ's investigator position. Okay? You go into 2024, y'all give employees across the board a $2,000 county raise. Commissioner Webb, correct me if I'm wrong, but you and I got sworn in at the same time, correct? So you three. You know, they say pictures worth a thousand words.
We've heard.
And so Commissioner Lee, I'm not trying to bribe. If I am, man, you're a cheap bribe. Commissioner Ashley, Commissioner Patterson. That's what happened. However, upon further review, there was nothing funded for DJ. So what happened was, they went into the supplement and reduced the supplement.
Please don't put that on my desk.
And say, here. Here. That's what happened in 24. Now in 25, I'm sorry. I need to do this. Sorry. I hate to do it this way. That's what they did. Now here's what we're doing with the proposal in 25. You get two. You get two. And you're Mr. Gleason. Except we got to fund DJ again. So now, regardless of what we call a raise or whatever, he's up four, you're up three, you're up three, you're up two. Okay? Now, what that is doing is creating a problem for me. Because A, it's creating a little bit of tension in my office because people are being treated differently. The net effect is they're being treated differently. The other thing, for this year specifically, if you gentlemen remember, I stood before you in June and talked about, I felt pretty confident at some point I was going to lose Mr. Gleason, and that I was going to have to go into the market and get a replacement. Mr. Gleason gave me his 17-month notice and prefers that it be quicker than 17. And I would look at all of you and say, does anybody know of anything that you can buy today at a 2016 price? You can't. So when I go into the market to replace Bill, I'm going to have to go, and now my slot's lighter. The other thing that I want to bring to your attention is I did a salary survey. And so for what it's worth, Harrison County, population 70,000. Their investigators get paid 50 and 51. Panola County, 23,000. Their investigator gets paid 45. Cass County, 28,000. Their investigator gets paid 58. In the county that is most similar to us, Morris County has 11,937 residents. Marion County has 9,571. They're the closest. Their investigator gets paid 53. My investigator's at 54 right now without any increase. So if we do this, my investigator's starting to get above market. And I can tell you in advance, since I pulled three tours of duty in Harrison County, I don't know if any of you know Joe Bounds. He lives out at Bayou River Run. But Joe's got 14 years of DA investigator experience. Mine, as of December, will have 2 years. So my request is, first, please do not adjust my SB 22 budget that I submitted. Two, to the extent you want me to do a raise, I would ask that the county pick that up. And if you say we don't want to do that, then I would ask that any raise you give, you allocate it so that it can be divided equally among all of my employees, so nobody's treated different than the other. Because I think if all y'all looked at that, this is not equal treatment. And I mean, 4-3-2-3. And we can talk whether it's a raise or what. I'm talking about the net effect to their pocketbook. What is the net? What was their net gain? This one gained 4. This one gained 3, this one gained 2, this one gained 3. So they're not being treated equal. And finally, I would submit that my investigator is at or slightly above market. And I don't want to get in a situation where we're paying so far above market. Are there any questions? I will recollect my bribe money so it won't be considered a bribe since this is on camera. They will see us picking it up. Judge, as always, I appreciate you letting me go first so I can get over and see Judge Fowler and District Court. Gentlemen, have a good day. If you have any questions, stop by and see me.
Thank you, Mr. DA. All right, so we will go back to item number one. TCDRS COLA increase discussion. I think all of you gentlemen have a little packet.
We got the results back from TCDRS. Both Terry and I and Shanna sat down and really looked at it. We had talked about the first one we gave in 22 was a 30% CPI. We feel like this year we need to go with a flat rate, because if we go with the 20% CPI, not everyone is going to get, not every retiree is going to benefit from that. And that's because, when we talked with TCDR yesterday,
maybe Terry, Terry's better explain this, because she knows the language, so go forward.
The CPI, what that does is brings the ones that have been retired longer, the cost of living, kind of like their spending power. We did that in 22, and that brought all of them up. So, if you go with the CPI now, some of those that were retired the longest, like what was it, 88?
88 was the last.
88 was, we got one in 88. They won't get anything. They would not get a raise. And so, the 30%, if we went fast, they would, it would be significant, but that would raise what we have to pay in. And so, the 20% would keep us lower. The 3% is even a little bit lower, not much, but, you know, just a little bit. And it stays within what we're paying already, and everybody get the flat rate of 3% on whatever they're getting now. And so, without that, it would be more fair.
So.
And for the ones that would get the raise with the 20%, actually, they would be getting a little bit less than what they got with the 3%.
So the flat rate is what you guys are recommending?
Flat raise, yes.
Okay. Jim, do you have any questions?
Probably.
Does everybody understand? Put in layman's terms, if we did the 20% CPI or the 30% CPI, the eldest retiree gets nothing. If we do the 3% flat rate, everybody gets something. Is that a good way to put that?
It's 30%, everybody will get something, but it makes our rates that we.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Go up.
We ain't got the kind of.
Quite a bit higher.
Yeah, we don't have the kind of.
The line there is what the difference, correct?
Right, the, if you look at the second to last line, that would put, we'd be paying $11.43 on the 3%. But on the 30%, it would put us at $12.46. We already pay in, and our rate's a little lower, but we've chosen over the years to stay at the 11.96, because that helps fund our fund balance, make us closer to being fully funded. So, this would keep us in that range.
Yeah, I'm good with that 3% flat rate. I don't think that. I don't think it'd be fair to do the 20%, we can't afford the 30%.
No.
Exactly.
No.
There you go.
That's a good way to put it.
Right.
Just like what we do with salaries, from the county judge to the janitor.
Yep.
Okay. Gentlemen, you guys got any more questions?
No, I'll do that.
Thanks, sir. Thank you very much. Second one was the office request. Shannon, were there any added office requests?
I know that Alan spoke last time. I didn't get that he had asked for a $3 auto allowance. I don't know if y'all heard him say that last time. I didn't, so I did put that on the sheet. He just said he's going for like when Jan's gone or whatever on the weekend, he's been covering some like all over the county. So he was just asking for an extra $300 in auto allowance.
That's the only addition?
Yes, the other ones were just still presented last time. They're just on the sheet.
Okay.
And they're under the, I put a new sheet in there under everybody's office request tab. It says July 31st at the top.
Yeah. All right. So, you guys got any questions about that? Office request? Okay. We'll move to item number 3, which is the sheriff's software.
Okay. This,
they're losing data, you know, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, major issues.
Because of that, he wants to switch to another software. They have been looking at two softwares. I think they've kind of got narrowed down to one that we can buy through a co-op. But it is expensive. He was going to use his tax money to purchase it. So what I'm asking y'all today, and I'll have to put it in the agenda to officially approve it, is if I can amend his tax budget, the software's like $174,000. If I can amend his tax budget for the whole $174,000, we've got the money in the bank, and everybody else can still spend the rest of their money for this year. And then next year, on this budget that we're working on right now, I will go in and put zero for him. He will not have any tax money allocation for next year. We will use it all this year.
You're speaking of the tax fund money, correct? Yes.
Yes, the special tax money.
He should spend the gift what he's getting this year and next year, so all at once.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We will, if you'll add that to the next regular commissioner's court meeting, we can get that taken care of.
Okay, I'll do that when he officially decides to go, but in the budget for the next meeting, I will put zero for next year.
Okay, that's fine.
And then we can amend and go forward on this year.
So on the next budget, the next regular commissioner's court meeting, we'll see that actually, and then we'll ask to amend the budget. And the most important part, we're going to talk to the sheriff. So he
goes. Yes, yeah, we'll wait till they get ready to do it, and then we'll put it on the agenda.
Perfect, good deal.
Okay.
All right, so we're good there. Anything else with the sheriff?
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so we'll go to number four, salary wages. Do we have anything to add on that? Right now, we're still sitting at $2,080. We're sitting there, we're waiting until we get to a little bit more information on our changes. Good morning. Item number five is our health insurance rates to come out today. I assume we'll see something about that next week.
Yes, I think those rates are going to come to you, so when you get them, if you want to forward them to us, we can look at them.
Okay.
And I've already got it budgeted. I think I budgeted 11% increase, so I'm hoping it'll come in at less than that, and I can take some money out of the budget.
Ooh, me too. Okay, any questions on that? And then it's not on here, but we got Karen. Do you want to speak more about this, or do you want to wait till next week when we
we're
have
going to only discuss rates next budget?
Do you have anything else to?
No.
Okay.
I wanted y'all to have the rates just so you can chew them until Wednesday. Give you the opportunity.
I'm gonna have a hurt jaw.
To call me and ask what ifs.
Okay.
Because I can fully tell you. Yeah. If we propose to run this, how much money will that bring us?
Gotcha.
Kind of.
Okay. Yeah. Shannon, do you have anything else? She's going to present everything next week on the tax rate stuff.
Okay. I thought she was going to do it today. Okay.
No, we're going to wait so we can chew on it. Do you have anything else, Shannon?
So did she give you the sheets? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Do you have one? If not, I'll email it to you when you get done.
Yes, and I did want to say, I kind of figured last month, based on those sheets that she kind of given you, and an estimated can budget just with the no new revenue rate, just the same, you know, apples to apples last year to this year. It will add a little bit of money to the budget, and it will reduce our general fund deficit by $88,000.
It's a good place to be.
$300,000 deficit from where we are now.
Okay. Anything else?
schedule in there, and it does show like each year's budget and then what we actually ended up with. And if you can see, most of the time, almost, I think there's only like 3 years where we ever ended up different or worse than our budget. Like most of the, let's say we budget $300,000 deficit. We hardly ever end up with that. Most of the time we end up with a positive instead of a negative, even though that's what we budgeted.
And that was those 3 years when the oil and gas industry vacated Marion County.
Yes, and I think one time was the year that we had to transfer over, you know, all that money for the courthouse remodel.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you got any questions?
So that's the Nelson Heat and Mines.
A lot of info to think of before next week. Okay, good deal. Any questions, gentlemen?
As long as they have questions, they can always holler.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Jim.
Anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns?
Motion.
We got a very important thing to do on our agenda. We are done with our budget workshop, and we will move to item number 2, consider for approval resolution recognizing Dr. Don Buckingham, who is the commissioner of the Texas General Land Office. I have a resolution, and you guys know I just love to read these, Commissioner Corey. So I'm going to read this one to my dear friend and advisor, Commissioner Buckingham. Whereas Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, serving as the 29th Commissioner of the Texas General Land Office, has demonstrated outstanding leadership, public service, and dedication to the stewardship of Texas lands, veterans programs, historic preservation, and disaster recovery efforts. And whereas Commissioner Buckingham has championed initiatives that protect Texas natural resources, uphold the legacy of Texas history, and enhance the quality of life for Texans across all regions, including rural and historic counties such as Marion. And whereas throughout her service and engagement with communities across the state, Commissioner Buckingham has shown a profound appreciation for the heritage, values, and people of East Texas, and specifically has taken a sincere interest in the preservation and advancements of Marion County. Whereas her commitment to public service, transparency, and responsible land management embodies the spirit of Texas leadership and the values that the citizens of Marion County hold dear. And whereas it is fitting and proper that we express our gratitude and extend to her the distinct honor of honorary citizenship and recognition of her contributions and support. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Marion County does hereby name and proclaim Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, an honorary citizen of Marion County with all the rights, privileges, and admiration so accorded. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be presented to Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, as a lasting token of the esteem in which she is held by the people and leadership of Marion County. Adopted the 31st day of July, 2025, by the Marion County Commissioner's Court, and I would like to make a motion that this pass.
Second.
Motion made by Judge LaFleur, seconded by Commissioner Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Pass that down.
Good to see you. How are you? Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
Well, thank you. Oh, that's so sweet.
If
you guys to stand back here. Her and I will stand right here. Get a picture.
Can you see everybody? How's the depth of field?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much.
Thanks for being here.
Originally enough as well.
Indeed. Commissioner Ashley?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor? Any opposed? For our adjourn, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is our newspaper man, Keith Lewis. And the county treasurer.
I'm not.